Australian traditional land owners are outraged by the inhumane treatment of the Australian dingo and are lobbying for the federal and state governments to protect this mammal. Dingo Culture is a non-for-profit Aboriginal organisation run by traditional land owners of the Dhirubal land. Dingoes are the only Australian animal who are not protected under the Australian Biodiversity Conservation Act in every state in Australia except the Northern Territory. Dingo Culture founder and CEO Sonia Takau says the Australian government have neglected to speak to the traditional owners about the sacredness and protection of the dingo.
You know, never have we been asked to come to the table with government. Never have we been asked what the dingo means to us.
Ms. Takau says the dingo is sacred to Dhirubal people and is part of their storylines.
I also shared my own personal experience as a Dhirubal rainforest Aboriginal woman, what our story is with the dingo and how my older brother is actually, he takes his language name from our dingo creation story. He is one of the dingoes from that story and so is his little brother. He explains how the black and tan dingo is him and the gold dingo is his little brother. So I've got very strong ties to the dingo, you know, and so has my family.
She says traditional owners have a cultural obligation to care and protect their spirit animal.
Cultural law prevents us from hurting them because they're family. They're our family members. And we say when, you know, we die, whoever holds that totem, they go back to being one of those. So they're our ancestors. That's what we say. Dingoes are our ancestors and we've got a cultural obligation, a duty of care to make sure that no harm comes to them.
The Australian government is refusing to consider the dingo as a native animal of Australia and refers to them as a wild dog.
You know, there's been a lie, a great big lie told about the dingo from colonisation and those that colonised. And that lie has just carried on for 233 years. People aren't educated appropriately. Then there's the big fight about dingoes not being native to Australia, that they were introduced. Well, Aboriginal people don't see it like that, and we never will.
In Queensland, dingoes are only protected in national parks, and on any other land are considered pests, making it legal and encouraged for this animal to be shot, baited and trapped.
I believe billions of taxpayers' dollars are given to the Centre of Invasive Species to implement this wild dog management plan. It is then sent out to all states and then it goes down to the local government level. So it is the local government that have an obligation under those Biosecurity Act legislation to ensure that they are assisting graziers, pastoralists, to implement that wild dog management plan.
One lethal method of the wild dog management plan is how they bait dingoes with 1080 poison. When dingoes digest the poison, they suffer a slow and painful death, usually involving uncontrollable convulsing and biting of their body parts.
1080, I think, was in the 70s. I've got a research paper there. And so what they did, they got these native animals and they started dosing them with this 1080. Out of all the animals that had no resistance was the dingo.
Miss Takau says Dingo Culture is only recently formed and is run by a committee of strong Aboriginal women. She says their main initiative is to challenge federal and state governments on the cultural importance of the dingo.
One of the aims is, yes, to get government to meet us halfway and have a discussion at the table about the legislation. And, you know, one of the loopholes, like I said, being in the Kayseri Coast Regional Council, why is the wild dog management plan being carried out here when predominantly the economics here is sugar and bananas? And having those conversations with local cane farmers at the moment, the dingo's no threat to them.
She believes there is still hope for the protection of dingoes.
I think it's good when you bring Aboriginal traditional knowledge systems and Western science together because I believe there's a greater good there for all mankind and for the natural environment.
That was the CEO of Dingo Culture, Sonia Takau.